All right, he joins us now. It's Alex Pavlovich from the Bay Area Newspaper Group, one of the excellent Twitter guys, and always love to follow a baseball game with Alex and the rest of you guys who covered. Alex, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, you, and I give you full credit. Believe me, on Twitter, I told all the people, and I know you saw it. You predicted Giants in five against St. Louis, and you were right. So we know you were right, and we're going to give you credit for that. But
that's why I'm here.
As we move through this discussion, the Cardinal team maybe didn't meet sort of the expectations that we thought when they came in.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talk so much about the Giants injuries, and I wrote that again yesterday. You have to remember, Michael Wacha is supposed to be their number two starter over there, not their ninth inning guy, and he just wasn't able to go. He was injured for most of the season and wasn't able to give them kind of what they expect out of him. And then Yadier Molina didn't play after game two, and in game two he wasn't himself because he knew his side was about to explode. So that's like losing Buster Posey for a series on the Giants side, and he's such an impactful player that they were thinking of sending him out there even though he couldn't swing a bat, just to have him catch his guys and have him be the one who is blocking pitches in the dirt. We saw pitches in the dirt that got away. So I think they weren't at full strength, and even at full strength, I don't know that they beat the Giants, but that certainly helped, losing Molina and not having Wacha be Wacha.
Yeah, Bumgarner, being Bumgarner, was huge. You know, when you go through these, and I've watched it my whole life, you go through these division, World Series, championships, or whatever you want to call them, there's always a guy. You got to have a guy. You got to have that horse, like they say. The Giants have had it over their other two World Championships, and this one it's Bumgarner, who's close to 250 innings now. It's a lot of innings, but boy, he just stood up big time, and you've seen him all year. This is quite a story.
I think he's one inning away from 250 and probably will get past 260, which is a ton in this day and age. I think that shows you a lot about him, and as you're talking right now, I mean, the only player out on the field right now is Bumgarner. He was running the warning track, so that shows you the preparation he does. I think it also shows you a lot about Bruce Bochy and Brian Sabian and Dave Rigetti. And their belief that these are your guys, you trust them, you go out there, you take care of them when you can, but they're not going to baby these guys. Like, you know, the Nationals at some point, they might look up 10 years from now without a title and say, yeah, Steven Strasburg threw 190 innings every year, and you know, we got him through his career most of the way healthy, but what good does it do you if you haven't won a title? The Giants won't shut a guy down like that. They're not going to worry about Bumgarner's innings right now. If it's an issue next year, if they have to be careful in spring training, they will. But right now they're trying to win a title, and that's the guy who can take them there.
Boy, we've gone down that road before of the spring training innings. Does Bumgarner start game one? I know a lot of people, even your colleague Tim Kawakami, suggested maybe Peavy go in game one. I'll say this. You put Bumgarner in game two. And then if there's a game six, it's back in Kansas City. He has been just untouchable on the road. Gives him another day's rest as well. Any consideration of that?
I think we'll probably find out today. I would go with Bumgarner. I think going in there in Kansas City, you want your best guy out there. And a chance to beat James Shields and take it to a team that hasn't lost all month, your best shot is Bumgarner. I think, you know, Kansas City's riding high right now. We've seen that. We've seen how confident they are. They feel like they can't lose. I think what you want to do is put them in a spot where they're wondering how they lost. And Bumgarner gives you your best shot to do that in game one. Peavy's been great, but Madison's the ace of the staff.
Yeah, one thing about Kansas City, and they've had a lot of exciting come-from-behind wins, extra-inning wins in the postseason, which is just terrific. Home runs. They haven't lost yet. They haven't even lost two games in a row yet. It'll be interesting to see how a team like that reacts when they get into a World Series. Isn't there something different about the World Series?
There is. I mean, every round the media goes up. Every round the fans get a little wilder.
That's true.
You know, there are other obligations they'll have to do that they haven't ever seen before. There are things they'll have to do for Fox and things like that that they've never been through before. And you know, there's parties in every city. There's one every night. Before game one, and then there'll be one here before game three, and just obligations for the manager, for ownership, for the front office, for players. All of them right now are getting calls from, if I'm getting text messages from friends, I know these guys are getting hundreds of them from friends and family who are trying to get into the game. So it's something they haven't dealt with before, and the Giants have.
Yeah, boy, it's going to be interesting. All right, what do you fear most about the Giants? In other words, if you're talking to the Giant Nation out there, what do you fear most about the Giants, good or bad, and also about the Royals?
What do I fear?
Yeah.
Like, what do the Giants do well, or what should they be
both.
Afraid of?
Yeah, well, no, you know, if you're on the other side, what do you fear about the Giants? And if you're a Giant fan, what do you hope doesn't happen? You know, it's one of those, if this happens, you win. If this happens, you don't, kind of.
You know, I think it's kind of the same thing. If you're the Giants, you haven't really made a whole lot of mistakes. Ishikawa had the misplay in left field. There's been a couple other ones. Madison Bumgarner throwing that ball away. But for the most part, they've played pretty clean. So I think that's what you can depend on. And that's how they beat two really good teams. Even the Cardinals, they kept saying, we play the right way. We're not going to make mistakes. But they did. And push comes to shove, they were the ones who were throwing the ball away. Yeah. And they were the ones who were not making the perfect play. And it cost them a series. And it helped the Giants advance. And it helped put them in a spot where they could go out there and hit those home runs and advance. I think if you're the Giants, the fear is that the Royals so far haven't been a team that gives you any leeway at all. And a lot of hits, you know, I thought Matt Holliday was as bad as I've ever seen in left field in that series. And just a couple base hits here and there that put another 6-7 pitches on your starter and get a rally going. John Jay had some highlight moments, but watching him from the press box, there were a couple balls. Suzak's ball, you wonder if a better center fielder gets to that, if Kane gets to that. So I think the Royals have shown that defense. They're a team that's not going to allow you to single them to death.
Yeah.
So the Giants need to do what they did the other night. They need a home run. They need a couple home runs.
Well,
they need some extra bases. They're not going to be able to win this series by dropping balls in front of the outfielders.
Yeah. Good. Great defense. Oh, that's a great interview. I mean, I appreciate good insight into this. All right, I know you've got a lot of work to do. I see all your colleagues walking by the KMBR bunker here, so you got to get in there.
I'll chase them.
And talk to some of the players. So, Alex, I appreciate it, and I look forward to having you on, of course, during the World Series.
We'll talk again.
Yes, we will. Alex Pavlovich. At Twitter, at Alex Pavlovich, of course, covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. All right, more coming up.